against gas coming down from Canada.
That's not the problem with gasoline prices.
Stanley Cosmos is talking to Senator Ben Cardin at the Baltimore County Baby Boomer Expo. The topic is energy and Cardin's vote against the Keystone Pipeline, which would have moved oil from Canada to Mexico. Cardin is happy to defend his no vote.
The Keystone Pipeline was for oil not being used in the United States, so that would not have had an impact at all on our energy needs. Fine, how are you doing?
But as he seeks re-election to a second term in the Senate, Ben Cardin is treated here by many as an old friend. He's been in elected office in Maryland for 45 years, 20 years in the House of Delegates, 8 as Speaker, and 20 years in the U.S. House.
I enjoy talking about the fact that children now have dental coverage, and they didn't have that 6 years ago thanks to efforts that I led. I'm proud of the fact that the Chesapeake Bay program is moving forward.
Challenging that record, the man motorists have seen waving at traffic here along Delaney Valley Road. He's Republican Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent once on President Obama's detail.
It was a frustration with insider politics, cronyism, a government I felt was bought and sold. Well, you know, I'm not bought and sold. I felt like it was a time for a genuine outsider to run in Maryland and shake up this nest.
Bongino is promising a lower corporate income tax rate, Medicare vouchers, and immigration reform.
Our ideas on the economy, healthcare, and education just make sense. They're patient-driven, they're business-driven, and they're student-driven. That doesn't scare anybody, and that's how we've amassed such a following.
Thank you!
Along with Bongino, Libertarian Dean Ahmad and four write-in candidates have filed to challenge Cardin, but another candidate entered the race last month and is having an impact.
If I'm elected senator, what I want to bring in is $1 billion to revitalize this neighborhood.
That's Rob Sabani talking to potential voters in Northeast Baltimore. He's the CEO of his own energy investment firm and a former professor at Georgetown University. He just entered the race last month as an independent. He has spent $3 million of his own money, and in a Gonzales poll, got 21% of the vote, a near tie for second with Bongino. Sabani has run as a Republican before. Why is he running now?
I think both political parties are bereft of ideas.
And he has what he calls a new idea to revive this neighborhood along Harford Road near Clifton Park that's filled with boarded up homes.
I'm the only candidate in this race who can bring in $1 billion in investment, private investment, public-private partnership into this neighborhood and build 25,000 new homes.
How do you propose to do that?
According to the Boston Consulting Group, there's over $10 trillion worth of wealth overseas that's waiting to be invested. And the question is, you got to go knock on those doors. So as an advocate for Maryland, I would go knock on those doors and bring in $1 billion into the city of Baltimore. And if I don't do it in my first term, I'm not running again.
Back on Delaney Valley Road, some Bongino supporters are angry Sabani gets so much attention and is really trying to split the opposition vote to Cardin. Bongino himself is not worried.
Well, I think he's going to wind up hurting Ben Cardin a whole lot more than he's going to hurt me.
I didn't realize how many bags could go underneath a plane, but there's quite a few.
Oh, okay.
And Senator Cardin views the race this way.
We look forward to the type of campaign where voters will make the choice who they think can best represent them in the United States Senate.
Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.